ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। विधमन्तं स्वसैन्यानि द्युमन्तं रुक्मिणीसुतः प्रतिहत्य प्रत्याविद्यां नाराचैर् अष्टभिस्मयन् विध्वन्तं स्वसैन्यानि द्युमन्तं रुक्मिणीसुतः प्रतिहत्य प्रत्यविद्यां नाराचैरष्टभिस्मयन् विध्वन्तं स्वसैन्यानि द्युमन्तं रुक्मिणीसुतः प्रतिहत्य प्रत्यविद्यां नाराचैरष्टभिस्मयन् विध्वन्तं स्वसैन्यानि द्युमन्तं रुक्मिणीसुतः प्रतिहत्य प्रत्यविद्यां नाराचैरष्टभिस्मयन्। विद्मन्तं स्वसैन्यानि द्युमन्तं रुक्मिणीसुतः माताजीस् रुक्मिणीसुतः अतिहत्या प्रत्यविद्या नराचैरष्टभिस्मयन्। वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन। विद्वन्तं स्मैशिंग स्व हिज सैन्यानि सोल्जर्स द्युमन्तं द्युमान् रुक्मिणी सुतः द सन् आफ् रुक्मिणी प्रद्युम्न प्रतिहत्य कौण्टर् आक्टिङ्ग् प्रत्यविद्यात् हि स्ट्रक् बैक् नाराचैः वित् स्पेशल् एरोस् मेड् आफ् आयन् अष्टभिः एट स्मयन् वाइल स्माइलिंग। ट्रांसलेशन पर्पर्ड बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणानंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद। इन प्रद्युम्न's एब्सेंस द्युमान हैड बीन डिवास्टेटिंग हिज आर्मी बट नाउ Pradyumna counteracted Dhyuman and smilingly pierced him with 8 Naracha arrows. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti comments that Pradyumna challenged Dhyuman saying, "Now see if you can strike me." After saying this and allowing Dhyuman to shoot his weapons, Pradyumna released his own deadly arrows.
Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya
चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादां सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभि एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचलं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्यईश्वरं परमानन्दमाधवं सर्वशास्त्राब्धिपीयूषः सर्ववैदेहिकसत्फलः सर्वसिद्धान्तरत्नाढ्यः सर्वलोकैकदृक्पदः सर्वभागवतप्राण श्रीमन्भागवतप्रभो कलिध्वान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्णा परिवर्तित परमानन्दपाठाय प्रेमवर्षाक्षराय ते सर्वदा सर्वसेव्याय श्रीकृष्णाय नमोऽस्तु ते मदेकबंधो मत्संगी मन्गुरो मनमहाधन मदनिस्तारक मदभाग्य मदानंदो नमोस्तुते असाधु साधुतादायिनति निश्चिच्युतारकाहानमुंच कदाचिनमाम प्रेमनरटकंठयोस्पुरः हरे कृष्ण सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 77 लॉर्ड कृष्णा स्लेज शल्व टेक्स्ट Invoking blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas is a very exalted topic, you know, and difficult verse to say anything, but I would beg apologies to all the Vaishnavas as well as Srila Prabhupada and Acharyas for just taking a tangent point and speaking something on Srimad Bhagavatam. In today's verse we see how Supradyumna, he comes back with a vengeance. You know. He had become unconscious, the chariot driver took him back to nurse him, and then he's back. So if you see the meaning of Pradyumna, Pradyumna, it means preeminently mighty, preeminently glorious or powerful. Prakrishṭ rupena dyumna. Dyumna is very, very powerful. And here we have as a enemy Dyuman, was like shining like a sun. But here, by the beautiful arrangement of the Lord, Lord Pradyumna again gets to show his power and give us an amazing lesson Here we see that just as a in the life of a sadhaka, how after getting a setback, he comes and rather than getting discouraged, he continues on. You know, I was talking to His Grace Radhika Vallabh Prabhu, he guided me very nicely. Very nice point that as Lord Krishna has gone for the Rajasuya Yajna, the demons have attacked Dwarka. But Pradyumna, taking the responsibility of the kingdom, is fighting on the behalf of the representative. Which means that not only the king is responsible, but the citizens are also responsible, his ministers are also responsible. Many times it so happens that we put somebody on the throne, and whatever happens, the blame goes to the throne. Srila Prabhupada, in the light of Bhagavat, the second verse, which essentially talks about how the sun evaporates each and every drop of water from the whole earth and gives back, stores it like a cloud and gives back in form of, you know, very merciful rains. So similarly, the government has to be, you know, very apt in taking taxes, at the same time provide facilities. So in that particular purport, Srila Prabhupada says a very nice point that how not only the king has to be very expert in extending taxes and giving facilities, at the same time the citizens also are supposed to be dishonest. A dishonest king and a dishonest citizens, it's a very explosive combination where the entire kingdom, the Rashtra will go into, you know, has no hope. So Prabhupada says that the good character in the conscience of the mass of people is the first principle for a good government and equal distribution of wealth. Until and unless the citizens are responsible, here Pradyumna is taking the lead and fighting, although he knows that my father is invincible, who can stand in front of him? But as he is somewhere out doing something else, he takes the lead and fights. Of course, he is also expansion of the Lord, but the lesson we take is whenever the seniors or whenever the authorities, they appoint somebody, or in their absence, it is the, in their absence as well as the presence, it is the duty of the present people to behave responsibly and not just blame them for their irresponsible behavior. A very nice point Srila Prabhupada says that how not only the king should be the kingly class of people should be taught political philosophy by ideal teachers, but also the citizens should be taught village to village self-realization, the principles of self-realization based on Vedic codes for one's spiritual and material emancipation. Very, very amazing point. And then we see, you know, from the point of view of how Pradyumna has come back, you know, to fight. It's like the life of a sadhaka. You know, many times a sadhaka in his vaidhi sadhana bhakti performs the limbs of devotional service, fighting with anarthas, you know, fighting with so many different calamities and sankats that come, and the daiva. Different, you know, parameters he is working out to make, you know, actually speaking, devotional service is a matter of privilege and fortune. But that privilege and fortune comes to the unfortunate masses by the fortunate glance of pure devotees. But it depends upon the attitude and the willingness of that mass of people who have received it to continue making different choices on which the future devotional service will depend. You know, Krishna allows us in the spiritual kingdom, the spiritual environment, but then it depends upon us whether we continue with the facility or we stop the facility by giving up. This never give up, you know, never give up philosophy is portrayed by devotees again and again throughout the scriptures. The only wealth that the living entity has is the desire to practice. If he even gives up the desire, then what can the Lord do? He wants to provide, he wants to protect, he wants to give a second chance to the sadhaka. Okay, come on, get up, you know. It's like in the boxing match, when the fighter is on the ground, the coach is shouting, get up, fight. But if he has given up, then no, I can't take any more blows now. Enough, you know, the whole face is swollen up, I can't anymore. The other opponent is very, very, you know, strong. You know, listen, like our Sodama Pro says, chanting is like, you know, fighting, boxing with Maya. Very difficult, but with the power, with the help of Krishna, it becomes very, very achievable. Giving up hope is the last thing that Krishna wants us to do. Therefore, time and again, Krishna provides us with different kinds of protection. Krishna always wants his devotees to trump, to emerge victorious over their lower self, over the anarthas. You know, many times, you know, my own experience, you know, whenever you sit for japa with lot of meditation and start chanting, and the moment the first round goes nice, you're able to hear nicely. You know, you feel, it's an illusion, but you feel you're hearing nicely. Suddenly, you become, you know, illusioned about your, you know, advanced consciousness at a particular time. And then, you know, the flight takes off. You just get deluded by mind from here to there. But at that point, if one takes shelter of Krishna and reposes his energy to fight back, then, you know, it's like for a player who is injured, he takes a small, you know, huff, takes a energy drink, and then comes back to fight. So here, you know, this instance can, you know, the lesson that I draw is, you know, we have to take, you know, we have to take account of what wrong I have done. Sit back, remember what Krishna has given, what Guru has given, and then fight back. Not giving up on the faith that the Guru has shown in us, not giving up the faith the entire parampara has on each and every sadhaka. A very beautiful book by Srila Prabhupada, The Second Chance, you know, where Ajamil gets different, you know, from different incidences, how he studies nicely, gets bewildered by the prostitute, marries her, and amazingly, you know, Krishna arranges in such a way that he names his child Narayan, and just at the death, calls out to his son, Narayan, Narayan, by which the Vishnudutas come. So Krishna will protect. It is just that we have to perceive that protection. He is there to nourish you. He is there to provide for you. But we have to accept it. No. A very beautiful class by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, where he speaks about, you know, this acronym of protect. How Krishna protects his devotees. You know, for P, protect is providence. Where he arranges things, just like for Ajamil, he arranged, although he made wrong choices, he chose to do all the wrong things that he was not supposed to do, he knew it very nicely. You know, very, very beautiful verse in the 11th canto, which speaks about hope-giving mercy of Lord Krishna. Jata shraddha mat kathasu nirvinna karma sarva karma shu veda dukkhatmakam kaman parityage panishvara tato bhajet mam pritah shraddhalur dridhanishchayah jushamanas tatan kaman dukkho darkamscha garhayan. Lord Krishna is speaking to Uddhav and is telling about what the attitude of his devotee has to be. When the calamities come, when the problems come, the problem might be inwardly, outwardly, from any direction, when the problems come, what a devotee is supposed to do. Very confidently, Krishna is saying, having awakened faith in the narrations of my glories, being disgusted, nirvinna, with all material activities, knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery, but still being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction, even though he is sometimes engaged in sense enjoyment. My devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents such activities. Although he is not able to give up the sense gratification, the sadhaka should have faith in Krishna's glories and continue doing devotional service, and one day that fructifies, that Krishna's help comes, he will to overcome it and overcome with a, you know, it's like a hero striking back. That will happen, but what is the most important thing? Having faith in the narrations of my glories. Attraction to the narration, at the same time understanding of this world's enjoyment of sense gratification. You know, in the purport, there's a very beautiful prayer that the sadhaka does. You know, Krishna is paraphrasing what a sadhaka should pray to him. Can you imagine? You know, he is not only inspiring us to pray to him, but he is also guiding us what we should pray to him. So, it's very, very beautiful. Thus he thinks, by my previous shameful life, my heart is polluted with many illusory attachments. One after another, the life is full of different attachments. Personally, I have no power to stop them. Eka ki amar nahi payabal. Only Lord Krishna within my heart can remove such inauspicious contamination. So you feel, see. So ultimately, who's responsible? The Lord is responsible. You know, he is supposed to remove contamination. No. There is a big but. But whether the Lord removes such attachments immediately or lets me go on being afflicted by them, I will never give up my devotional service unto him. Even if the Lord places millions of obstacles in my path, and even if because of my offenses I go to hell, I will never for a moment stop serving Lord Krishna. I am not interested in mental speculation and futile activities, even if Lord Brahma personally comes and offers me all such engagements. I will not even slightly be interested, although I am attached. You know, it's like the head is in the cloud, but the feet is on the ground. You know, I know my goal is that, but my reality is what? I'm still attached to sense gratification. Still the mind lurks to the past memories of enjoyment, of going back to the old ways. But what is the hope? The hope is the desire to not give up. I will not even slightly be interested, although I am attached to material things. I can see very clearly that they lead to no good because they simply give me trouble and disturb my devotional service to the Lord. Therefore, I sincerely repent my foolish attachments to so many material things, and I am patiently awaiting Lord Krishna's mercy. Prabhupada says, you know, one should not be chronically depressed in inferiority complex of whether I can do, I can do, I can't do, I can't do, I can't do. He's saying, one should not be a devotee of depression, of detachment. One should not be devotee of depression. One should not be overtly and unmaturely detached also. Just perform devotional service. You know, the purport is giving emphasis that just have faith in Lord and go on performing devotional service. Such determined faith combined with sincere desire to give up the sense gratification, sense enjoyment, will carry one past the obstacles of this world. Jata shraddha mat kathasu. One who has faith in my glories and one who continues performing devotional service at the same time, understanding the futility of the enjoyment of sense gratification. Once he continues that, the mercy of the Lord will come, but he has to wait patiently. So for protection, first is providence. That all the arrangements are done. Just like for Ajamil, you know, the arrangements were done by which he could get a new chance by the association of the holy name and the bhaktas that came, Vishnu Dutas, and understanding, you know, as they were speaking about the glories of Vishnu, he heard and reformed his life. Sadhaka's life is full of reformation until the end will remain, where he will have to keep reforming his thoughts, reforming his lifestyle. Then the next is, the Lord sends His mercy, His indication to us through His representatives. Just like in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, when Dhruva Maharaj is fighting with the Yakshas, as his brother Uttama is killed by a Yaksha, Dhruva Maharaj wants to take revenge, and he goes in the upper Himalayas and is fighting with the Yakshas. And there, as he's fighting, he's enamored by a cloud of illusion. There is different kinds of fiery animals, you know, blood plus stool falling from the, you know, all directions, and he's wondering what to do. At that time, the sages come and remind him, you know, pure devotees don't get disturbed, but they get disturbed so that they can save the disturbed masses by giving a lesson. So here, the sages are telling, have you forgotten the Narayan Astra? Remember Lord Narayan. And by remembering the holy name and the association of devotees, Dhruva Maharaj fights back to Yakshas and removes that cover of illusion as if it was never there. Then, P is for providence, R is for representative, and O is for the omnipresence of the Lord. Just by His presence everywhere, anybody who calls Him, He runs for Him, just like He ran for Gajendra. As Gajendra was caught in that fight with the crocodile. Now, Prabhupada says how one should fix his platform to fight so that he can fight better. Everybody can fight, but a sadhaka should decide his platform from where he can fight, from where he is comfortable struggling. Then, for T is teachings of the Lord. The Lord provides His mercy through His teachings. As Arjuna, after the disappearance of Lord Krishna, is returning back to Hastinapur and he loses his battle for saving the queens of Krishna to infidel covered men. He is wondering, how did it happen? What has happened? You know, why have I become like this? And then suddenly he remembers, Deshakalartha yuktani rittapo bashamamicha haranti smaratas chittam govinda bihitani me. Remembering the words of Lord Krishna, he gets rejuvenated. Yes, these teachings are like the Lakshman Rekha. As one goes out of these teachings, they go to the danger zone. I remember when we went to Jagannath Puri first year, and we were told to, you know, there was a security rope. I think first time so many people, 2000 people had gone, and everybody was in the kirtan. I was like, do not cross this line. But as rebellious we are, you know, we slipped out and said, you know, we want to catch the rope of Jagannath's cart. And I remember catching the rope. And you know, just as, you know, there is a, you know, a suction pump, I remember getting sucked in. And just as, you know, it was like a slow motion, slowly, slowly I was getting sucked in. And if it weren't another devotee who caught my kurta and pulled me out, you know, there would be a different scene of my whole body, you know, getting crushed under the legs of devotees. You know, and whenever we are in the protection of the teachings given by Parampara, you can happily play, you know. But when you take a risk of going beyond by little deviation without the blessings, then what will happen? Very soon, the attack will be there, one after another. So the teachings of the Lord come as an amazing, you know, blessing for us. Then Krishna empowers his devotees. Suddenly, you know, the lost sadhaka who has forgotten everything starts remembering. He becomes empowered for a particular expertise. And next is C, that is combination of all. You know, there will be providence, there is representative who comes, the Lord's omniscient power works on us and He empowers us also. And the last is very important, very, very, you know, overwhelming and very, very, very scary, and that is tribulations. The Lord shows His mercy by tribulations. You know, the one thing that Krishna doesn't like in His devotees is unnecessary pride of one's own capabilities to fight. When one becomes overtly proud, Krishna shows, you know, just like some, you know, one might want to overcome so many obstacles and might be overcoming also, you know, step by step, but once becomes proud, he is defeated by a greater obstacle. And then Krishna is giving a small chance and says, don't worry, this is just to level you, understanding who you are. Don't have unnecessary expectations of oneself. Understand your relationship with me and the empowerment that you are getting through me. And go ahead. So there are so many different stories and different instances where the devotees in tribulation have taken up Just by that small incidence of calamity, suddenly the devotee has his consciousness, which was dormant within him, of remembrance of Krishna, just springs back. Like the case of Avanti Brahman, where he was such a lavish spender, a miser, not spending on his own people, but spending on himself, and suddenly loses all his wealth, and then people behave such rudely with him, and suddenly rather than taking up to atheism, which is the trend today, that he takes up to believing in God, believing in Krishna and the ways, blaming himself and expecting the mercy of the Lord. Then an amazing example is of Pingala, where just by a small incident, her mind being so disturbed, Krishna comes in her mind and just enlightens her. Tesham evanu kamparthum aham agyanajam tamah nashayami atma bhavasto jnanadipena bhasvata. By the lamp of knowledge, I remove the ignorance, Lord Krishna says. He removed the ignorance, and she, very satisfyingly, remembering the Lord, sleeps. There's a beautiful pastime of Srila Prabhupada, where Prabhupada is smiling, and one devotee is asking, "Prabhupada, what are you remembering?" He said, "I'm remembering a prostitute." And they said, "What? Prabhupada, you're remembering a prostitute?" He said, "Yes, there is this prostitute. Her name is, she's famous as known as Kanch Kamini. In Calcutta, there is a whole palace where, when she became devotee of Lord Krishna, she gave up all her wealth to build a beautiful temple for Krishna. And those glasses, I visited the temple. It's of all, imported, imported tiles and imported glasses, stained glasses. A very beautiful temple, Kanch Kamini. Different tribulations will come, but it's a matter of choice that a sadhaka sees whether these tribulations can actually elevate me, or by his choice he can go more down in his consciousness. It's a beautiful story, as how the Lord came as a tribulation, as a calamity. Just taking the essence out of it, near Chennai there is a second largest lake, which is called as Madhurantakam. Very huge lake. I had read this story a long back, but recently I had to speak it somewhere, so I just researched a little bit, and amazing. This place is very well known for the beautiful deities, of Kodandarama, Lakshman and Sita. The only place where Lord Ram has extended his hand, normally he holds it like this, the arrow, but here he is extending his hand so that Mother Sita can hold his hand. It's like as if just married, like that. So the story goes that as Lord Ram and Lakshman are going towards Rameshwaram, they come and meet this Brahmana here, and the Brahmana requests the Lord to stay more. But the Lord says, I have a mission. I have, the time is going, I have to recover Sita. So he says, when I come back, I'll come. So when, after the whole war and killing Ravana, as the Lord takes the Viman, the Pushpak Viman, it stops at this place, and the Lord descends down. And to this Brahmana, he appears in this, as if he's actually making, descending with Mother Sita's hand in his hand. Such a beautiful deity, it's still, he said, "The Lord, please stay." And then the Lord says, "I cannot stay now, but you have this deity." So this deity is very ancient, very beautiful deity. And this is the place where Shripad Ramanacharya received his five symbols. What is it called? Is initiation. Panchasamskar. Yeah, the Panchasamskaras he received there. So it's a very, very famous temple. But in 1798 and 99, during that time there was a big flood there. More than flood, there was heavy downpour, heavy rains going on. And in that, the whole area, somehow or other by misfortune, the temple was not properly taken care of. So, all the villagers, they took shelter. You know, because it doesn't rain so heavily there, but suddenly when there is this cloud burst, all the villagers, they took shelter of this temple. And the temple was so badly taken care of that the roof was leaking, you know, as if Varun Dev is saying, you know, that you don't do Abhishek, I'll do Abhishek of the Lord, you know. It was such a bad condition. So there an old man, a devotee of Lord Ram, he was telling the new boys of the villagers that, you know, you have not taken care of the Lord. You know, the Thayar's Sannidhi, Mother Sita's Sannidhi is still to be constructed. Do something. You know, because of the wrath of material nature, who is angry because you have not taken care of Lord Ram, just see what has happened. So, they all, you know, as usual, the new generation doesn't listen to the old generation. They said, you know, just shut up, you know. Let us, you know, we don't know what to do next. Any minute the dam or that tank will be overflow and that whole village will be destroyed. And that time there was this British collector, Colonel Blaze, in that time, who was a very devout Catholic, and he had faith. And although, you know, the first thing that anybody would do is just run away from there. You know, praja gayi, puja dub jayegi, to koi problem nahi, hum bhag jate hain. But he was like, because of his moral upbringing, he said, you know, it's my duty to take care of the citizen. So when he came to know that there is such danger, he ran to the site, and on the bunds of the tank, he was moving around and seeing that there were cracks there. So he was looking, how do we fill these cracks? So he came to the temple and said, you know, these granites, can I use them for filling up those cracks? But the villagers, you know, they said, but this is meant for Mother Sita's, you know. So he didn't want to hurt their sentiments, and, you know, he didn't care about them. So he said, okay, fine. Okay, whatever. I want to see the... So he said, I will personally supervise the building of this, the cracks of the bandh. And slowly, he started supervising the whole work. And it was downpouring heavily. Any minute, within minutes, the whole tank would have over flooded, causing havoc. But, you know, he had absolutely no other hope. So he was standing there, and slowly he realized that he himself has come under a danger zone. I mean, there is no other way now. You know, any moment if the water flows, he will be flown away with it. But he had no other choice but to, you know, encourage his retinue to continue constructing the dam. And fortunately, that old man was one of his retinue who was helping to construct the bandh. This old man turns to this colonel and says, you know, Colonel, do you know that this village is protected by Lord Ram? You know who Lord Ram is? And he started explaining. Now you can imagine the frustration. He's such a big calamity is there, but at the same time he is a very important person from my retinue. So he didn't want to, you know, discourage him. He was listening, ha ha ha. You continue working, but he was continuing speaking. He started speaking about how Ram saved so many people, what all he did to his, how his beauty is. And as he was explaining his beauty, suddenly this colonel started feeling, you know, he could see the beautiful figure of Lord Ram being formed in his mind. And somehow he could not shake it off. But, you know, because of his particular belief, he said, no, I can't believe in such stuff. And just he continued. But that time, he said, You have to do only one thing. Get on your knees and pray to Lord Ram, and He will protect this band. What is required is your fervent prayer. Please pray. So, you know, finally seeing that nothing is going to happen, he can't go against the whole nature, you know, who's, you know, that tank is 13 miles long, you know, and 21 feet deep. So huge, like the second largest lake of Chennai. So he was helpless. On the sandy banks, he fell down on knees and was praying bitterly. He said, I am not qualified to pray to you, but for the sake of your own men, please protect this dam, please protect these villages. I can't conceive of you, I am not qualified. And he continued praying. You know, the prayer is very, very elaborate. Very nicely he prayed, and at the end of his prayer, suddenly he sees a streak of lightning coming. And suddenly, you know, everybody is, you know, shocked. But only that colonel, he sees two beautiful figures standing on the band, shining like lightning, beautiful broad chest, carrying shining bows in their hand, having beautiful helmet, with slender waist, with beautiful flowing and shining pitambar, and actually protecting the band. He was so enamored and so elated looking at the beautiful form of the Lord that he just fainted there. And when he woke up, he was in his comfortable bed. And suddenly, you know, it just remembered, hey, last night, the whole storm, and what happened? I said, sir, within no time the rain stopped. And not only the rain stopped, we opened one door of the tank and, you know, the water has come to the normal level. And suddenly the colonel started smiling and started recounting how, you know, he again went into kind of ecstasy just remembering those two forms he saw. And since that time, that temple, you know, this is just near the Madhurandhakam lake, is known as Erikatha Ramar temple. The one who Lord Ram's temple, who protected the tank. And then, you know, as there was a deal, you know, he remembers that, you know, when the Lord, he saw the form of the Lord on the lake, the Lord was smiling and with a twinkle in his eye, was saying that, you know, I hope you remember your promise. So he was truly, he fulfilled his promise by building a temple for Mother Sita, and there it's still engraved that, you know, how, you know, they call him sometimes Colonel Place also, that he helped in making the temple. So today we saw how Lord Krishna protects the sadhaka, you know, through his different agencies. It is just that the sadhaka has to perceive that protection. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam ki अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि ओम.